ABC Radio Australia.
Well, with a week to go until the start of the annual Pacific Islands Forum meeting, a rather curious thing has happened at the United Nations. Last week, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution on enhancing its cooperation with the Pacific Islands Forum. The vote was carried with 137 members in favour and none were against. But there were 12 abstentions, and among those countries which chose not to vote were China and Indonesia, who are both high-level partners of the Pacific Islands Forum. Our reporter Liam Fox has been taking a look at the story for us. Liam, firstly, what was in this UN resolution?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that the resolution hardly appears to be controversial. The full text is yet to be released, but in a statement, the UN said the General Assembly urged the UN and the Pacific Islands Forum to strengthen their joint pursuit of sustainable development outcomes, while also underlining the need for coherent approaches to build resilience to extreme weather in the region. Similar resolutions have been adopted in the past. The last was in 2017. And they generally contain a lot of diplomatically worded, inoffensive clauses that recognise things, take note of things, recall things and reaffirm things. It looks like the latest resolution follows similar lines. According to the UN statement, the General Assembly, through the resolution, urged the UN to align its work in the region to support internationally agreed outcomes, such as the Paris Agreement on climate change. It also reiterated the importance of strengthening the UN's field presence in the region to help build resilience to extreme weather events. The resolution, of course, follows the historic visit by the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres to the Pacific in May, where he met with Pacific Islands Forum leaders.
All right, Liam, so if this resolution appears to be as inoffensive as you've just said, why then would countries like China and Indonesia abstain?
It's hard to get the full picture as the transcript of what exactly was said during the debate last Friday has not been released. According to the UN statement on the resolution, China's representative said the coordinator of the negotiations failed to consider his delegation's contributions and the concerns of other states, so China abstained. Indonesia's representative said his delegation abstained for several reasons. One was the resolution's reference to the communique from last year's Pacific Islands Forum meeting, which presumably is the communique's reference to West Papua, and the need for constructive engagement with Indonesia with respect to elections and human rights. Indonesia's representative also said he regretted that one member of the Pacific Islands Forum continued to interfere with Indonesia's domestic affairs. That could be a reference to Vanuatu, which is the most vocal supporter of the West Papuan independence cause in the Pacific Islands Forum. What adds to the strangeness of the abstentions by China and Indonesia is that both countries are what's known as Pacific Islands Forum dialogue partners. Not full members, but strategic allies who send high-level representatives to the annual gathering to take part in a post-forum meeting. Given the proximity of the resolution and the upcoming Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting in Tuvalu, many in the region will no doubt draw a connection between the two. Indonesia was unhappy that a recent meeting of forum foreign ministers agreed to keep West Papua on the agenda at this year's leaders meeting. And China had a very nasty spat with Nauru at last year's forum in Nauru, which saw the Nauruan president accuse China of insolence and of trying to bully his country. And let's not forget that Nauru and the host of this year's forum meeting, Tuvalu, both have diplomatic relations with Taiwan, something that infuriates China. So given what happened last year and what happened at the UN General Assembly last week, there might well be some more diplomatic fireworks at this year's Pacific Islands Forum leaders meeting.